It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local side. A couple of big games this weekend for some of our area teams. And we start on Saturday at the Class 1 Volleyball State Championship, where the Bismarck Lady Indians were facing match point in the third set against the Winona Lady Wildcats, force extra points, win the set, and rattle off the next two set wins to come from behind and win the state championship. Lexi Lindsay serves. To the near side, Dickey. Hubs in the middle. Ashley Hawkins tapped down by Williams.
No! In the net! And Bismarck a state title! Unbelievable! I don't believe it! 15-10, the final in the fifth set. The Lady Indians, in Misha's 100th year, have their first ever state title. Unbelievable! 17-25, 13-25, 27-25, 25-14, 15-10. The Bismarck Lady Indians stun the Wildcats in five sets to win a state championship. I do not believe it. They were down to their final point, and they've won three straight. What a game, and Bismarck a state championship for the first time ever.
Bismarck sophomore Ayla Hawkins on what it took to come back and win the state title.
It took a lot of energy and just selflessness to just lay it out on the floor, and we knew that we weren't going to play with our seniors again, so we wanted to give them the best ending they could.
Lady Indians head coach Chelsea Hennis after coming back from facing match point to win it all.
I think they played the first two sets really nervous. They are making mistakes that we don't really make, but Winona makes you make those mistakes. They're a good team. They get your back against the wall. And they just kept hitting. They kept blocking us. And then we had to figure out a way to feed somebody else, find some energy somewhere else. Ayla Hawkins did a great job finding that energy. She's on the bench over there waiting to come in. And I thought she was just going to take somebody out to get back on the floor. I am so proud of them. I can't say that enough.
The Bismarck Lady Indians win their first ever state title. Other things to note for high school as far as football on Friday goes, the 6-seeded North County Raiders upset 2-seed Perryville to advance to a district championship. They'll face Festus this week. And Potosi beat Central with a controversial finish in that game from Park Hills on Friday. Potosi will play Dexter, and Valley Catholic gets lift for life in the Class 3 District 2 championship game. And Farmington will play Cape Central on Friday on AM 1240 KFMO. Coverage starting at 6 with the tailgate show fueled by McDonald's. Then on Sunday, Mineral Area College Volleyball, the Lady Cardinals were a win away from a national tournament appearance for the second time in three seasons. And they get the straight set win over Iowa Western to punch their ticket to Clarksville, Tennessee. MAC head coach Tim Copeland says it took everyone to punch their ticket to the national tournament.
It was a team effort. You know, six of them, eight of them were out there playing. Didn't lose focus, and just really, really a good win, obviously, because you're going to the national tournament, but just they showed they're good enough to be there.
Lotta Gallardi after the district championship clinching win.
After everything that we've been through, I could not express how happy I am right now. We've been working so hard for this. I was even talking to the girls before. This is our moment. Like, we've been working hard. We've been doing workouts. We've been, like, doing extra reps because that was always our goal. So right now it's the feeling mission accomplished and be ready for the next few games.
Gabrielle Dombrowski on the feeling of reaching the national tournament.
It's a feeling of, well, gratefulness, and we all worked so hard to get here. It's what we wanted. We took step by step, winning regions first, bringing it home, having our crown here, and then playing our cleanest volleyball. It's just, we're just all so happy that we got what we wanted, and we're so ready for the next step.
The national tournament this year again in Clarksville, Tennessee. Seeds will be announced on Wednesday at 1. We'll have more information for you online at KFMOsports.com and our sportscast on AM 1240 KFMO and on X, formerly known as Twitter, at KFMO Sports VB. And one other Mineral Area College note, the MAC Cardinal men's basketball team beat number 11 Triton over the weekend. We'll have more on that tomorrow in our MAC Minute. NHL, the St. Louis Blues were in action on Saturday against the Seattle Kraken. Suffer a heartbreaking loss. The Kraken score with just under 2 seconds left to play and win in overtime. The Blues do get a point out of it. Blues head coach Jim Montgomery says he and the Blues were stunned that the Kraken's game-tying goal was allowed to stand after a league-initiated goaltender interference review.
The criteria for goalie interference is, first, the player has to be in the blue paint. then he has to impede the goalie from playing his position. His left skate hits our goalie's stick. For us, it meets all the criteria for goalie interference. If it was not, if this was at 5-minute mark, we would have challenged it. That's how certain we were.
What did goaltender Joel Hofer see on the Kraken's game-tying goal with just under 2 seconds left when the Blues believed there was goalie interference?
My stick got hit there. I just didn't know if the guy was in the crease or not. I saw the jumbo that he was, so I don't know like what the rule is. I don't know. I thought the rule was that if the guy's in the crease, then it's no goal, or if he stops me from making the save. Like I don't know what their thought process was on that.
The Blues are back in action on a Tuesday at home against the Calgary Flames. Coverage on B104.3 at 6:30. Puck drop at 7. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs are back from the bye week this Sunday at Denver against the Broncos. Coverage at 2 on KFMO. NCAA football, the Missouri Tigers are now no longer ranked. They lost to number 3 Texas A&M on Saturday, 38-17. Mizzou plays Mississippi State Saturday at 6:45. And NCAA men's basketball, the Missouri Tigers are 3-0 after beating VMI 106-68 yesterday. Mizzou plays Minnesota on Wednesday. And St. Louis University, the Billikens are 2-0. They host Lindenwood tonight at 7 o'clock. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.